Okay, today we have special guests on the station with us. Cash and Riley are here to tell us about Laurier's Movember initiatives, plus Travis and Sam from Movember Canada headquarters.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
All right, so it's currently November, also known as Movember, and Alana and I think that it is an amazing campaign to raise awareness of men's health.
All right, so Cash and Riley, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves, what program, year, all that kind of stuff.
So I'm Cash, hi. I'm in my fourth year in BBA at Laurier. It's a time and a half. We're doing Movember again. Riley?
I'm in third year BBA, so the same business program as Cash, and just finishing up midterms right now, so excited to be here.
Nice. Also, Travis and Sam, can you tell us a little bit about yourselves as well?
I'm Sam. I work at the Movember Foundation. I've been here for about a month and a half. Trav and I both work on our community development team, so we come to universities like this, and we talk with great guys like Riley and Cash.
What's going on? It's Travis here. I love all the mustaches on campus. It's unbelievable working with Cash and Riley, getting things going here at Laurier on campus for the month for men's health.
Awesome. So we believe that cancer affects us all in some way. Alana has been involved in Run for a Cure, and myself, I participate in Relay for Life. But can you tell us what Movember actually is?
So essentially, Movember, it's the foundation supports men's health in every possible way, like whether it's physical, mental, addressing concerns and awareness of like prostate cancer, testicular cancer. In recent years, it's been getting a lot bigger on mental health and having guys come out and like address the problem and have the conversation, which is really cool. And that on campus, that's our main goal, raising awareness and getting a lot of guys, especially, and also girls, to just have the conversation, just keep it going, talk about things, spreading awareness in every possible way.
I think another perfect thing about Movember is the fact that there's so much camaraderie in the fundraising. It's fun raising, right? And I think that's the beautiful thing about Movember.
Yeah, and it's also easy to get involved. I mean, the bare minimum you can do if you grow like somewhat of a mustache, even if you don't, like, just, you know, seeing all the stashes, like the wacky, like whether you have one or not, if you want to dye it or not, like it's a fun way to get involved. And Movember Canada always sends us like the funniest stuff, and every year it gets more interesting. A lot of the giveaways, a lot of the props, and a lot of the prizes, they get very gimmicky, and that always draws eyes and it gets a lot of attention.
For sure.
So
I think the other beautiful thing is that not only are there Mo bros, there's Mo sisters. You don't have to be a male growing a mustache. Anyone can fundraise. So get involved.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure even our Laurier space is a Mo sister space. But
yeah,
it's anyone can get involved, literally. Like, you can get involved in any way possible. We have a lot going on at Laurier. So it's a busy month. And
why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's going on at Laurier, Kat?
So, this week on Monday, we had our kickoff at open mic night at Wilf's. That was good.
It went well.
Yeah, it was really good. We started our Raptor raffle as well, which is going on all month. We're giving away a pair of Raptors tickets, and it's a good time to be a Raptors fan. It's,
yes.
Check them out in person. This could be the year. But also, we also have bingo, Movember bingo coming next week with Tuan the bingo host. That should be
a
time.
Be a great time.
Wow.
And after that, we have a speak up event to address mental health. It's a panel. We're having a guest speaker, Ryan Martin, who was actually Laurier alumni, and he just cycled across Canada to raise awareness for mental health. So he's a cool guy to have. Like, we're so glad we were able to get a hold of him. Also, we have trivia, Movember trivia coming up.
That'll be a blast.
That's at the end of the month, where we're giving away a lot of our prizes.
And huge shout out to Wilf's too. They've been awesome with hosting and
of course
donating gift cards and the Raptors tickets. JS has been helping us with that, and just incredible presence at Laurier.
And also, one of the events that we're still in the works with is with Pike, the fraternity Pike. Yeah. We're looking at doing a car smash. So we're just getting a car, like beating the hell out of it, to raise awareness for mental health. It's a de-stressor. I mean, after an exam, after like
that's a good idea.
Whether you crush it or bombed it, I want to hit a car.
Like, I definitely wish I had that when I was in school. That would be unreal. Oh my God. Yeah.
So hopefully that, like, we can pull that off. That would be huge. Get a lot of people out. Have it somewhere on campus.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. So I take it it's not your first year participating in it, but How long have you been involved? And yeah, what's that been like?
I mean, I started in grade 11 when I first heard about Movember. I could barely grow anything, but my buddy and I, we printed off posters online, like from Google. We just like put them up all over the school, and then we got them taken down. Like the school took them down. Like, we don't know what this is. So we're like, no, it's an actual thing. Like Movember is like, raising awareness. And then we met with the principal. We did a lot of that, and then she's like, you know what? Okay, sure. Like if it seems like a good cause, like go ahead. So that's how I started.
Love it.
Jeez, that's awesome.
Love it. Trav. I mean, I work at the foundation, so it's pretty straightforward. But when I was younger, I got involved from, you know, just for mending my mustache. It was I had maybe 5 hairs and they were very blonde. And I just for mend them jet black. So I got involved that way, but obviously I worked there. It's unbelievable going across Canada, being on campus with students, guys and gals alike, raising awareness for all 3 of our causes. It's unbelievable. Riley?
I started last year. And I kind of took it as, you know, do whatever you want, just get involved as much as you can and put the time in. And so I started talking to profs, trying to get them to donate. I made a little slideshow to try and entice people to donate. Kind of self-deprecation is the solution to all your problems, right? So that was a good way for me to get donations. But Sam, you want to go next?
Yeah, I mean, mine's not as like funny as you guys, unfortunately. I actually got involved. My uncle was diagnosed with prostate cancer 9 years ago. And then last year, my father was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and we lost him 5 months ago. So Riley and Cash have encompassed this beautifully. Like, I couldn't have said it better myself. You guys really touched on our testicular prostate cancer as well as mental health and suicide prevention. But, you know, it's not just where we work for me and Trav. It's something we're passionate about. And our whole thing is we're a fun charity. We like to party. We like to have a really good time with all of our events. But at the end of the day, we're helping men. We're helping men live longer, happier lives. Healthier lives, and we're trying to stop men dying too young.
Awesome. So is there any specific sort of events that are happening in the Toronto area different from Laurier?
I mean, yeah, for us, I mean, we kicked off the month pretty amazing. We work with emergency services across Canada, but Toronto Emergency Services specifically did an unbelievable job really getting the cause going. They actually wrapped a Toronto fire truck black with our slogan, Stop Men Dying Too Young, on it. Big mustache on the side of it. They're driving it around all month to major community events to really raise awareness for us. So it's absolutely incredible. And I mean, in the emergency services area, very much like on campus, mental health is a huge aspect of everyday life. So it's unbelievable there. But then each of the other events, I mean, our community is incredible. Not only here at Laurier, but across the nation. And there's some pretty great events, whether it's through a bowling bonspiel or just a dinner party to, you know, start tough conversations and make sure that people understand that, like Sam said, yeah, we are having fun, but we're doing some incredible good for men. And we are helping stop men dying too young. Whether it's through research in prostate cancer, testicular cancer, or through our programming in mental health. It's absolutely unbelievable. So, I mean, thanks to everyone at Laurier, but it's unbelievable getting everyone involved across Canada.
Wow, so it sounds like there's a lot of ways that you can get involved. Around campus here, is it too late to sign up for anything, or how do people get involved here?
It is never too late to start going. Not only can you open up a MoSpace, so that's easy, just go to Movember.com. Join up. You can start up your own MoSpace, whether you're a Mo Bro or a Mo Sista. But you can also donate to Laurier's MoSpace. So that would be Laurier Mo, I believe, at Movember.com. And you can find us fairly easily. Donate, show your parents, ask your aunts and uncles, anything you can. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's really easy to get involved. Like, whether it's joining a MoSpace, creating MoSpace, donating to one. Also, you can find us. We're always in the concourse on campus. We'll take funds, change anything. We're hoping to get one of those credit card, like card swiper things that you plug into a phone. So, I mean, the excuse of not having change. We're trying to get that back. So in that way, like any, like it goes directly to the MoSpace. Mm-hmm. So once we have that set up, I think that's like the easiest way to get involved, because I'm pretty sure everyone has like their card on them.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And
yeah,
we're always, we have a raffle going. We're always doing giveaways. It's pretty easy to get involved on campus.
Very, very easy.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, maybe we'll have to check that out. So sounds great. Let's just hear the mustache song before we get back to you guys.
I remember when I was a kid, playing with my G.I. Joe. Well, he sure could fight, buddy.
All right, so we're back with Cash and Riley, also Sam and Travis, who shared with us Laurier and more Toronto-based Movember initiatives, plus really awesome events that you should check out.
All right, so a couple more questions. So we already touched on this a little bit, but how has cancer affected you and what inspired you to get involved?
I can start on that. My great uncle, I guess he is, was diagnosed with prostate cancer a couple years ago. And he's lucky enough to be cancer-free now, and I think that's in big part due to Movember and all the funds being raised by all you guys. So that's where it kind of affected me, and so I've been lucky enough to have him around still, but some aren't as lucky, and so that's, again, why it's so important to fundraise and get involved with Movember.
Yeah, for me, the biggest thing is, like I know this year Movember is doing such a big push on, like, Know Thy Nuts, where, like, for guys, it's easy to just, you know, get, like, the start, like, the stage one. So, like, it's easy to just, like, get yourself checked or, like, keep, like, just notice things that are changing your body. And it's, like, for something so easy, not many guys are addressing these things and not many guys are, like, have it in their head to naturally just think about these things. So I think raising awareness for cancer across campus, like, that's just something that's easy. And like the big cancer awareness foundations all across the world, like this is the only the foundation that focuses solely on men's, which to me is really important just because I don't hear many guys having the conversation. And for me, it's anything to get the ball rolling. And Movember is like the best way to get involved that way.
Yeah, I mean, for myself, my grandfather was diagnosed twice with prostate cancer. He got through it both times, absolutely incredible. But everyone has a father, an uncle, a relative in their life that is older than them. Prostate cancer, it's the number one cancer in older men, 50 and above, and 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. That's huge. So like it's been said 100 times, it's all about knowing the numbers. When you're diagnosed early, your survival rate is up over 98%. And when you get diagnosed late and that cancer metastasizes, it drops to 26%. So it's pretty important to go to the doctor, get checked, make sure you're going in for regular appointments. But then when it comes to testicular cancer, it's the most common cancer in young men. So raising awareness on campus is huge. And when I say young, I don't mean, you know, 30. I don't even mean 20. I'm talking 15 to 39. It's the most common cancer. It does have a survival rate or cure rate of over 90%. But for the 1 in 20 in the global north that it doesn't, it's a death sentence. So it is knowing about how to check yourself and being comfortable with doing that. And then if there is something wrong, booking that doctor's appointment and making sure you get there. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we are about raising awareness around the causes. But, I mean, cancer affects so many people on so many levels.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of touched that already. My uncle is living with it. He partly is surviving from Movember-founded programs and chemotherapy. And my father, we lost. But, you know, there's not a lot that you guys haven't touched on already. But on average, women live 6 years longer than men. And that doesn't seem like a huge number, but that's 312 weekends. That's what it equates to. That's 312 weekends without your brother, your best friend, your dad, whatever it is, right? Women tend to have more of an open discussion about their health, about their emotions, about their feelings. So that's what we're all about, mental health and suicide prevention. It comes back to that. It's about men having the conversation. That's why we grow mustaches, start a conversation. So conversations save lives, and that's kind of what we're pushing forward in the month of November.
Also, Trav and Sam yesterday went to an event at the Lazarus Student Society ran, and Zach Kajazi was kind of heading up the Movember front at the LASSOC. He actually was diagnosed with prostate cancer over the summer, and he's our age, right? He goes to Laurier, he's in third year, pretty well known around campus, and that just goes to show it's all around you. As Trav said, it starts from 15 to 39, right? So it's all over you, your life, and kind of in the people all around you. So it just it's more important to have this conversation and make sure all the men in your life are doing well.
Yeah, awesome. So we heard a little bit or a lot about the awareness piece, but for people who are donating, what are your goals in terms of fundraising and how much money are you aiming to raise this year?
Last year, I didn't know what I was getting into, I guess, and I raised $772 for my first go, and so that was pretty cool.
That's incredible.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
And so this year, I raised it to $1,500, and so I'm hoping that I'll achieve that. I'm well on my way. $455 raised so far in November, and It'll keep counting. It'll grow for sure.
Yep. And our Laurie account, we set our goal to 2,000, but I think we can pass that. I mean, last year we had, like, I held a fundraiser for partnering with Locus and Residence called Mocino Royale. We raised about 1,300 on that night itself. So, I mean, it's events like these that you don't realize how much you can raise, and you underestimate how much people are willing to jump in and donate as long as they know the cause. So I think we can raise a lot of money this year, and just at every corner, at every point, like whether you're walking through the concourse, donating online, if you have change, anything. So figure-wise, we're looking at anything at this point.
Nice. So what do you see happening in the next 10 years in regard to the progress of this campaign?
So for us at the foundation, we've set some pretty lofty goals, and they're all going to be set and hit due to our community across Canada. I mean, we're looking to halve the number of deaths due to prostate cancer and testicular cancer. We're looking to reduce the number of suicides in Canada by 25%. And I mean, we're looking to reduce the negative side effects of both physical and mental due to cancer treatment when it comes to both prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And these are lofty goals, but they're going to be achieved by the programs we're able to fund, not only here in Ontario, but across Canada and globally. And it's only going to be achieved by getting the community out there talking and raising funds for the foundation.
All right. So thank you so much for coming on the show today and telling us a bit about Movember. We'd like to thank you for all your hard work and the money raised for this cause. We appreciate all that you do. So we have a special version of Back 40 merch to give you today. Little something to hang on your fridge.
Woo! It's such an important initiative, obviously.
This is sweet.
To donate this Movember to all the dads, brothers, sons, and friends in your life. On our Facebook page, we will post the links to both Cash and Riley's MoSpaces and the Laurier MoSpace if you're interested in donating or getting involved. We do have one last question for the four of you. What's your favorite radio station?
Of course, Radio Laurier. Come on.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
No question about it.
And would anyone like to request a song that we play next?
Yeah, of course. I think I've got one on the back of my head. What song did I request? I'm going to draw a blanket.
A girl is a gun.
A girl is a gun, right.
There we go.
Damn.
It seems innocent enough when you're buying a drink at the bar and you're both getting loaded.
Okay, now we're going to announce the winner of our coloring contest. So thanks for everyone for participating this week. We do have a tie, however, on the winning picture. So our two winning photos, the first one is done by Zach and Owen, Zach Drew and Owen Milne, and the second one was done by Reagan Elliott. So yeah, you can collect your prize anytime. We'll be in the office every Friday.
And if you want to check out their pictures, you can on our Facebook page. But today we actually have the 10th caller on the line, so let's just see who we're talking to here.
Hey, the Back 40, long-time listener, first-time caller. It's Jabari from France. I'd like to request Body Like a Back Road by Sam Hunt.
Wow, a listener from France. We are more amazed
going
every
international.
Week. Yeah, every week. We need to work on our domestic listeners, but we've had, you know, Mexico, Germany, France, all in the last little bit.
Yeah,
so,
holy moly.
Wow, here's Body Like a Back Road.
All right, thanks for hanging out today with us on the Back 40, Sam, Travis, Cash, and Riley. And thanks, Jabari, for the request today.
We hope everyone has a great weekend. Remember to tune in next Friday from noon until 1, and of course, check out our Facebook page.